Welcome to episode 14 of the Fully Puzzable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff. Sitting across from me is my real-life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
And to Scott's right is the guest from episode 5 joining us again, Sean. Sean, say hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me back. I do have a funny story. Can I share a funny story real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
So my wife is a big fan of the podcast, and Jeff asked her, oh, what's your favorite episode? And she said, I don't have a favorite episode. I do have a least favorite episode, though. And it's the one that I was on, because she said I was too argumentative. Which is funny, because I was brought on to debate, right?
Like, yes.
Wasn't that the whole point?
The zombie figures.
Yeah.
You are the master debater, so that's why we invited you to discuss the zombie figures.
I wish I had a little bell that I could ding when he said master debater.
Well, no, as the budget increases, we're going to get a drum set so we can do rim shots on those.
Oh, boy.
Rim shots. Worst thing to order at a bar.
So,
yeah. So especially depending on the bar you're in.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you know what I want to say to your wife? Thanks for the downloads.
Yeah, thanks for the support.
Yeah.
Oh, so my goal is to be less argumentative. I'm going to fail miserably, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try so hard.
To make her hate this one even more than episode 5?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She might have a new least favorite. I specifically hate 14 and 5.
Yeah. They're tied.
You can follow us on Twitter at Fully Posable. Find us on Instagram at Fully Posable WFP. You can also go on to iTunes. Please rate, review, subscribe. Those help out our algorithm numbers. See, what I did is I combined the two.
Good job.
Thank you.
I don't even notice that you're using that word anymore. You've been so good at it lately.
Oh, it's like saying dude out here.
And hella.
You can also go on and listen to any of our past episodes, fullyposable.podbean.com. You can also email us any questions, comments, wish lists, fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Again, that's fully posable. W, as in wrist lock.
I thought they were supposed to be wrestlers. There's no wrestler named wrist lock.
I didn't know there was a rules to this game.
Actually, they've always been wrestlers. Wrist lock would be a great wrestler name, though.
No, it would. I agree. But it's not.
But it's
you're cheating.
Yeah.
Well, no, because it has something to do with wrestling. I used WWE one time.
You did?
Yeah, I remember I said WWE, and it was, I think it was my vacation.
Oh, yeah, those were awful.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done West Side Players from APW?
No, because not many people.
Okay, well, how about you do that?
No.
Okay.
No, I think he's going to stick with wrist lock.
I'm sticking with wrist lock.
F and P better be fantastic.
F is in full Nelson.
Well, at least there's a theme.
No, they got worse.
And P as in plancha. Sean, I know you want to say it, dude.
What is going through my head?
Are you going plancha on vacation next week?
What's that?
Are you going on vacation next week? Did you take the day off again?
No.
On your WFP?
No, I thought that using wrestling holds would also be beneficial.
Okay, so I'm going to go on record. I'm going to apologize to our listeners that look forward to Jeff's three wrestlers every week that tie into WFP. This week you got wrestling holds. I apologize.
All right,
he does kind of agonize over these, so...
I know, that's the fun part. They're so worth it then when he spits them out, and I'm like, good job, dude. Now I'm like,
okay. I will do wrestlers. I will switch it up to wrestlers.
On the fly right
now?
On
the fly right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You can't have used it before either.
No.
Okay.
Minnesota Wrecking Crew. The W in Wrecking.
As opposed to the W in Minnesota?
Okay.
If you gave me Leaping Lanny Poffo, come on, you gotta.
Okay.
F as in Frankie Kazarian.
Okay, that's yes, very acceptable.
And P as in Phil LaFon.
Wow. See, I say that our editor takes out your wrist lock.
No,
full Nelson.
No, I say we keep that in because it's a good running joke.
Don't ever do that again.
It's too bad there's no A, because then you could do arm bar like every week for 1,000.
Every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Have a long list. @gmail.com. I want to say a quick congrats to Mike Omega, Mike the Cleaner. You want to go Mike the Cleaner?
Well, that's his current.
Yeah, it's official.
Yeah, that's
right?
His current Twitter handle. He said it's his last change.
Okay.
Who's very interesting, by the way. I really enjoy following him.
Yeah, he's got good stuff.
Yeah.
He does. He's very passionate. I want to congratulate him on winning the first ever Fully Posable contest. He will be receiving a Fully Posable t-shirt and a Elite Finn Balor figure. So congrats to Mike the Cleaner.
Congrats, Mike the Cleaner.
Good job. Way to go, buddy.
Way to enter that contest.
Yeah. No, there was another shirt sent out, right?
There was. We also wanted to congratulate Travis. He got runner-up in the contest, and he did receive a fully posable t-shirt.
That was proud, Travis.
Like one step behind. Really close.
Almost.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Well, no, not everybody.
Yeah. We'd run out of shirts rather
so,
quickly.
Congrats to Mike and Travis. Scott, did you do any toy hunting?
No, I was lame this weekend. All I did was drink.
What?
I did not do any toy
hunting.
That's
so unlike you.
Wait. Were you being sarcastic?
Yeah, that was sarcasm.
Okay.
Did the Jaeger machine get used?
No, the Sailor Jerry bottle got used.
Oh, nice.
So that's what I did this weekend. We were on super limited budget this weekend.
Sean, did you do any toy spotting?
Actually, I did.
You did?
And it involves my wife. It's a nice story. So every time I go to Target, I will call Jeff, which always weirds him out because it's always at like 6 or 6:30 at night. And he immediately picks up the phone with like, what did I do wrong? Thinking it's a work thing. So I call and I'm like, hey, I'm standing in front of the wrestling figures. You know, do you want anything? I'm at Target. So he'll give me the list. Mm-hmm. So they, of course, didn't have anything because the Target in Manteca has squat.
Oh, it's like the Tracy Walmart.
Right.
Unless Jeff goes.
But my wife's favorite wrestler is Eddie Guerrero. So she has three figures. She's got the classic, an elite, and then a basic.
Okay.
So the Eddie basic was in one of the new series. I don't know exactly which one it was in, but they had one Eddie. And so I pick it up, and I'm trying to find my wife. So I'm walking around Target holding this Eddie Guerrero basic figure for a good 10 minutes. And I'm looking for it. I'm like, oh, she's going to be so excited. I found this Eddie figure. And I find her, and I hand it to her. And I'm like, hey, look what I found. And she goes, oh, that's nice. And I'm like, how long has it been since they've made an Eddie figure? And she goes, well, I've got Eddie figures. I'm like, eh. Okay, so do you want another one? Because it's a really great basic. And she goes, no, it's like the other one. So I held an Eddie Guerrero figure for a good 10 minutes for no reason.
I hope a kid wasn't looking for that Eddie Guerrero.
Possibly.
So when you took the figure to your wife, did she have her iPod on and going, oh, I hate this episode 5 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast?
What does Sean know about wrestling figures? This episode sucks.
She may or may not have been listening to the episode at the
time. And you know what's funny is episode 5 is one of my favorite episodes, too. The Gold Dust figure that you're all... after that, I have to show you this figure.
That was that episode? That was that long ago?
Yeah, that was episode 5. I love that episode.
Wow. Were we still arguing if it was Ahmed Johnson at the time?
Yeah, I think that was the discussion.
So we thought it was a repaint. It was actually a Gold Dust bone-crunching action, and I looked at it and go, oh my God, I want to block those figures out of my memory.
It turns out it was just a really ugly Gold Dust.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Ugh.
Oh, Jax, why? We did do toy spotting. So we haven't done toy spotting around here for about 2 to 3 weeks. We had Dallas, didn't do anything last weekend. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to find Heenan family after Heenan family. I'm going to find all this stuff. We go out, we didn't find anything.
One Heenan family?
The best thing I found was an IRS Elite Series 40.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all I found. So there was nothing.
I've been looking for the Heenan family for you for over a month, and
yeah.
I've never seen one.
Yeah,
although now I see a whole bunch of Four Horsemen.
You can't even say they've dried up around here because they never even showed up.
No, Dave.
Except for Walnut Creek.
Yeah, Dave found that one, and mm-hmm. Big Dave found that one in Walnut Creek, and there you go.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. So anyways, we walked around Emeryville, nothing. Went to Toys R Us and Target the following day. Nothing. Like, it was bone dry. I was like, oh my God, I need to find something, you know, just to talk about. Nothing.
Wow.
After 2.5 weeks, nothing around here.
So we have a failed Eddie Guerrero story, Sailor Jerry, and an elite IRS.
I think you won, Scott.
Yes. Sailor Jerry takes it again.
I did go back to Emeryville Target in hopes that Italian Kane would pop up.
He's MIA still?
He is still MIA. I think somebody bought Italian Kane. Please, we should put up posters around Emeryville.
If we can run a milk carton campaign for Italian Kane, that would be awesome. Missing.
So I'm not going to argue, but to me, he looks like Middle Eastern Lex Luger more than Italian Kane. The mustache, definitely, I see where you're going with the Italian.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mike the Cleaner put up the poll on his new name. So I say what we should do is start our own poll with a picture of Kane or Italian Kane or Middle Eastern Lex Luger, and the fans can vote on who that most looks like.
Oh, yeah, huh?
That would be a good one for our listeners.
Yeah, we'll do that next Monday.
There you go.
All right. So that's all the toy spotting news. Update, Matt Seidel did get back to us regarding the figure. So here's what happened. We did leave the figure on his table. Unfortunately, from what we were told, Matt turned the figure into someone at WrestleCon. We've emailed WrestleCon and they don't know where it's at, to put it nicely.
Good gravy.
Oh my God.
You just keep pushing that one, don't you?
I'll stop.
So, as it appears right now, Evan Bourne, Matt Seidel figure is gone. So that will never return to my collection, unfortunately.
Unless... Which the kicker is that it was that elite. It had to be the $250 elite figure.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been a $10 basic.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know. People at WrestleCon were like, oh, we have no idea where this... there were 70 vendors here. He might have turned it into a vendor. And as far as we know, Matt, from what Matt told us, he turned it into someone at WrestleCon that worked for WrestleCon. So it's a lot of... He said, she said over a figure. I don't want to push it. I do want to push it because I want the figure back, but I don't want to push it, you know, even though lots of money was spent at WrestleCon on my behalf.
You did spend a ton.
Yeah. So anyways, we'll leave it at that. So it appears that Evan will not come back into the collection. So that's the update with the Evan Bourne figure. We don't have much news, so let's get right into it now.
You didn't know?
So when we record the podcast, it's usually around the middle of the week. So last week, we did talk about the series of basics that Becky Lynch was in. The following day, the picture of Becky Lynch's very first basic was released. Sean, you go first.
I will never forget me showing you the picture when I found it on Twitter, where it looks like... Oh, God. Somebody on Twitter described it best, that it looked like ODB. And I'm going to add a little bit. It looked like ODB sucking on a lemon. Yeah. Is the way the face looks on this picture, which is such a shame because she's such an attractive human being to have that face on that figure. And you, I think Jeff said it best, that it's got to be heartbreaking for her as her first action figure. And that's what comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a mess.
It's certainly basic.
To say the least. The editor found something on Instagram, and it was like, how to use mouthwash. First, drink the mouthwash. Two, and then it shows Becky Lynch's face.
Swish.
Swish it around. Three, spit out mouthwash.
It was perfect.
I know.
That's what the figure looks like. And there's a part of me that makes me think that that's supposed to be Sasha Banks' face. Not... from the nose up, but from like the nose down, like the smirk that's kind of on her face, like it just doesn't look right. Something is off.
Whatever it is, they botched it.
They did botch it.
And I think this is the figure that they're going to run with. I don't think this is a prototype. I think this is the figure that they're going to run with. And how that passed, that's worse than the Jericho figure.
It is.
The
it is
Ringside
worse.
Collectibles, yeah. Jericho figure.
The Jericho Undertaker figure?
Yeah, the Jericho Undertaker figure.
Yeah, no, it is worse.
The Jeritaker.
The Jeritaker.
That they botched it. Mattel, you owe Becky Lynch a huge apology because you messed this up big time.
There wasn't much that was going to not get me to buy that figure, and then they went and did it.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Nice job.
The outfit they nailed. I thought they did a great job on the outfit.
Yeah.
For a basic?
Yeah.
Really good job.
Yep.
But in
From
no
that
way...
nose to chin is just... Ouch.
In no way, shape, or form am I going to buy this figure.
They even put the goggles on it.
Yeah.
Awesome touch.
Uh-huh.
And then they went and made that mouth. What the...
Swishing of mouthwash.
Mouthwash Becky Lynch.
So is there any chance that this is a prototype that they have realized, ooh, oops, we might have screwed this up a little bit.
That's my hope.
And then they can go fix it. Because we don't know when this picture was taken, and we'll never know.
Right. That's my hope, is that they're going to fix it.
Yeah. That's the hope, but it's not going to happen.
Well, will be more Becky Lynch figures.
Yeah, the elite. And
Yeah, and basically everybody's going to be like, oh, well, this figure's definitely better than the first one.
Yeah, right?
You guys cannot go downhill from here.
Yeah.
Way to start at rock bottom, Mattel.
Well, actually, wow. They could use Undertaker's face for her figure next time, too.
That might have been better.
Good point. Good. Yeah. Okay. I stand corrected. Never mind. Do that next time.
There's been enough backlash, I think, over this figure. Because they've been getting hammered about it, that they'll either fix it or the next one is going to be awesome.
There has only been one person on Twitter that said, I don't think it's that bad.
No, it's bad.
Was it Becky Lynch? Then it doesn't count.
Was it Mattel?
You know what? I don't even think Becky Lynch even responded to the figure.
Like, damn it.
Even Big E mentioned something about his figure, where his eyes were also, his face was...
Where he's heavily medicated?
Yeah, yes. Medicated Big E.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Even he was like, do I look like this in real life? Maybe Becky didn't ask because she didn't want to know the answer.
Yeah.
They real scanned her while she had a lemon in her mouth. Like, what is that?
They're like, here's something sour, and go up in there right now.
Wait, I'm not ready to take the picture.
That's okay. We got it. We're good.
Maybe they used her DMV photo or something is for the real scan.
Wow. Way to go, Mattel. Way to go. Was that enough bashing, or should we go into more?
That's good for now.
Yeah.
Until we actually see the figure, and then we'll bash it some more.
Until
the next podcast.
So is there any part of you that wants to buy the figure and display it because it's so bad?
No.
Man, if we had Italian Kane, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it next to Italian Kane.
How bad is that? We're willing to buy Italian Kane, but not a Becky Lynch figure.
Italian Kane, this is Lemon Becky. We're going to live together forever and figure
Lemon
happiness.
Lemon Becky.
And yeah. We often wonder why Mattel won't hire us to work their wrestling figure line. I think this is good stuff. I don't know.
You don't have to work the line. You can just be in like the boardroom when they spitball ideas.
Yes. Guys, I've got this one about Mae Young. Yeah. You're going to love it.
Wait, hold on.
Don't worry. We've got this covered.
Yeah. Stop the presses. I've got our next hit. Oh, so you guys are going with zombies instead of the pregnant Mae Young? I don't get it.
The hand could be a little zombie hand.
There you go. Oh.
Scott? I love our weekly Figures Toy Company news, so I want you to hit up on it.
I do, too. So let's share what we've got from Chris. Not a ton of news this week. We've been giving you guys a lot lately. So I'm sure most of you saw on Twitter, they did release the Chris Hero sculpt of the head, which, man, did they nail that head sculpt?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good positive. We went from Becky Lynch having the horrible face.
Let's just swap the heads.
To an awesome Chris Hero.
It would still be better than the...
yeah, mustache, beard. I'm buying it over the lemon face, Becky. Yeah. No, they totally nailed the Chris Hero sculpt. I'm excited for this figure. I'm a big Chris Hero fan as it is.
Yeah.
This figure just makes me want to buy it even more.
The face is... The detailing on it...
Yeah.
...is spot on, dude.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Another thing we want to share with you guys is that next week we are officially going to have one of the names from the Rising Stars line that Chris has given us the green light to tell you guys. We can't give it to you this week. But there's a teaser. Next week, we're going to give you a big name from that Rising Stars line. Is it going to be male or female? That's the question. Could it be Candice LeRae to go with the Joey Ryan figure?
Oh, there's the Joey Ryan.
There it is. I have to plug him every podcast. And finally, we were given a sneak peek at an ROH figure that is going to be in one of the upcoming lines. And again, nailed it. We can't tell you who it is. He's an upcoming figure. We will tell you that he's in the ROH line. We got a sneak peek thanks to Chris. Looks awesome.
I don't know if I'm going over saying this, but this actually is one of Chris's favorite sculpts that has come out.
Yeah.
And
yeah, he was very clear about that.
Yeah.
One of his favorites, if
and
not his
looking
favorite.
At it?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with it.
Yep.
Wow. Great job. Kudos to Figures Toy Company on that.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a great figure when it hits.
Mm-hmm. Scott, anything else?
No, that closes out. Like I said, it was a light news week for Figures Toy Company. But again, we're going to have a name for you next week. We got to see a sneak peek of one of the upcoming figures. We can't tell you who, but it was awesome. And the Chris Hero sculpt hit, and it looks amazing.
Yeah. So I think it's time to head into our nostalgia. And Sean, I can tell you're getting all excited over there because this is why we had you back.
I'm giddy.
Scott, I think it's time to talk about more Hasbros.
Let's discuss them Hasbros. I came to play. There's a price to pay.
Tough for you to get down on your knees. I came to play. Scott, why don't you go down the list of Hasbros Series 4.
Okay, here is Hasbro Series 4. We had the Undertaker with the Tombstone Tackle. We had Ricky Steamboat with the Steamboat Springer. We had Bret the Hitman Hart with Heart Attack. We had the British Bulldog with Bulldog Bash. And they also made two tag teams in this line. And they were Legion of Doom with Hawk Attack and Animal with the Doomsdayer. and the Nasty Boys, with Brian Knobs with the Nasticizer and Jerry Sags with the Punk Pounder.
Your initial thoughts?
Out of all of these, you know who my favorites were?
The Road Warriors?
Nasty Boys.
That's Nasty Boys is correct.
Yeah.
Really?
The reason I loved the Nasty Boys was A, they completely nailed them, which, okay, I'm getting repetitive on all of these Hasbros. They pretty much nailed all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they got the outfits perfect, they got the faces perfect, and the poses were awesome.
They were fantastic.
Yeah, like one of them was in like the clothesline pose, but the other one, correct me if I'm wrong, but he was in like a, he had like that where you pick both arms up and they slam back down. That was his action.
Right.
But the way that they were posed was a little bit different than the other guys in the line.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was one of the first ones that had that pose. I loved it.
Yeah.
You could do so much with these guys. I actually liked them better than the Legion of Doom. Not in actual wrestling, but in the figures.
Can you go into detail about finding the LOD?
Yeah, I actually have a story about finding Legion of Doom and a story about finding the Nasty Boys.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember the Nasty Boys story, how we had to find those.
The Nasties, I don't. I remember the Legion of Doom.
Okay, well, Legion of Doom, we actually ended up finding at Toys R Us. I went, and the tag teams from the first line were still taking up the pegs. The Rockers, the Bushwhackers, Demolition really were clogging up the pegs. More so the Bushwhackers and the Rockers, Demolition not so much. So I don't know if that kind of halted, at least on the West Coast, the deliveries of that new tag team line. I lucked out. I think it was at Dublin Toys R Us. I ended up finding the Legion of Doom. Completely freaked out because, as we've talked about, Legion of Doom is my favorite tag team ever.
Right.
I finally found them. I was like, yes. But there was that piece of me that was like, okay, where are the Nasty Boys? Like, the Nasty Boys should be way easier to find than Legion of Doom. Could never find them. We would hunt Hayward Toys R Us. We'd hunt Dublin Toys R Us. We'd hunt KB Toys, all of them.
Castro Village Toy Shop.
Which we haven't even gotten to yet, because I was saving that one for a little bit later.
Okay, sorry.
Because we had some good ones there.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. So, the Nasty Boys. This is how I ended up finding the Nasty Boys, because we had to have every figure.
Of course.
We had to. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Benefactors.
Exactly.
They have.
Thank you, Benefactors.
We don't call them Mom and Dad anymore. We call them Benefactors.
That's their official tag team name?
The
Benefactors?
The Benefactors.
Okay. Official. So the way I had to find the Nasty Boys was I actually called Hasbro. I had no shame back in the day.
Dude,
I called Hasbro.
You still don't have shame whenever you see wrestlers or anything like
that. That's true. My sense filter goes right out the window. I don't care. So we had to have every figure. So I called Hasbro and I said, I need to know how I can find the Nasty Boys. I have found every single figure up to this point. I need to find the Nasty Boys. Who has them? And she's like, well, the best I can do is, I can't obviously check stock at stores. She goes, but I can give you a list of people that might have them. So she gives me this list, and I think I had like a full page long list of people that sold their Hasbros. I mean, I had Toys R Us. I had KB Toys. I had Castro Village Toy Shop. They gave me that one.
Yeah.
They gave me a place in Fresno. Now, Fresno from us is like 3 hours away.
Correct.
They gave me a place in Fresno. I'm going down the list, and I'm like, there's no way a place in freaking Fresno is going to have the Nasty. No way. So I kind of skipped over them, and I'm calling everybody on this list, striking out left and right. Nobody has the Nasty Boys. So finally, I'm like, okay, Hail Mary. I'm going to throw this Hail Mary, and I'm going to see. Hopefully, this place has the Nasty Boys. I call him up. Really nice guy answers the phone, and he says, okay, so who are you? Because I ask him, okay, do you carry the WWF figures? Yeah, we carry them. He goes, who are you looking for? I go, I'm looking for a tag team. It's two guys on the card, and they're called the Nasty Boys. And he goes, oh. He goes, that one doesn't sound familiar. He goes, let me go look. Let me see what I can find. And he's gone for like 2 or 3 minutes, and he comes back, and he goes, okay, I have a couple of ones that are two guys on the card. He goes, one, the dudes are in red, and they have face paint on. I go, no, that's Legion of Doom. I have them. He goes, the other one of them looks like Brian Bosworth from the Seahawks. I go, that's it. You found them. You have them. I was like, yes. I go, where are you again? I mean, this was like 1992.
Yeah.
I don't know where Fresno is. I haven't really left the Bay Area aside from Anaheim. And he goes, well, we're in Fresno. I go, okay, well, I'm in San Leandro. How far is that? And he goes, you're like 3 hours away. And I'm like, ugh. I was like, okay, so Mom and Dad the Benefactors will pay for the figures. But there's no way in heck Dad's driving to Fresno 3 hours away to get us some toys. So the dude was really nice, and I'm like, I can't make it there, but I have to have him. I was like, how can we make this work? And he goes, well, I can try to ship them to you. He goes, you give me a credit card over the phone, I'll box them up, I'll ship. So that's what happened. He took mom's credit card, or our benefactor's credit card number, over the phone, boxed them up, shipped them, and that was the only time we ever had a Hasbro shipped to us. Because in after that, I never saw them again. That was the only time I ever saw them, is when they arrived at our house. We never found them in the stores, ever.
Wow, good memory, dude. I do not remember that at all.
That's what it took to get the Nasty Boys.
And you had no shame.
I called Hasbro, and then I was calling everybody on that list that they gave me.
From top to bottom, you were...
Top to bottom. Leaving out the one that was in Fresno, because I didn't know about Fresno.
Yeah.
I didn't know what Fresno
all
was.
You,
Fresno.
All you saw was CA next to Fresno, and you're like, whatever.
Good enough. Good enough. So that's how we got the Nasty Boys.
Wow. Nice.
Yep. That's how we completed that set.
I love my brother. Because of him.
Thanks.
Because of him, we have the Nasty Boys.
I had no shame. We had to have the whole set.
Exactly. In this series, I would have to say my favorite figures outside of the Legion of Doom, love the Legion of Doom, was the British Bulldog. I thought the detailing on this figure was awesome.
Yeah. The only thing it was really missing, which they didn't really do it much back then, was an accessory like a cape or something.
Yeah.
Or even if they had packaged him with Matilda, I thought would have been kind of cool. I mean, they gave Jake a snake.
And they gave Coco the bird.
That's the only thing that was missing is... hasn't everybody given Coco the bird?
Hey. I was a huge Coco Beware fan.
I was too. I liked Coco.
Vince gave him the bird.
Vince really did give him
Frankie,
the bird.
Frankie. That's what I'm talking
about.
Okay,
is that any worse than Dusty Rhodes getting the yellow polka dots?
No, Vince really...
That was the finger.
And you know what? Kudos to Dusty. He was like, all right, Vince has given me this. Whatever.
He rocked it. He made it work. And now a lot of people remember him for those polka dots.
Exactly. And he's known for it. Yep. And he's like, whatever. I'm getting a paycheck.
And see, the thing is, too, is both of the guys were really true to the characters they were before they came to WWF. True for Coco, true for Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how they packaged them, okay, you're going to carry a bird, you're going to wear polka dots, they were still that same character pretty much.
Right, right.
So they weren't changing too much. It's just a crazy outfit.
Exactly.
And a bird.
So, Sean.
Yes.
You have been waiting over there very patiently. You've been getting your engine revved up. These are your favorite figures, and this is why we wanted you back on. Because... the passion that you're about to hear about these Hasbros not only comes across from Scott and I in the first three series and now this one, you're about to hear it again from Sean.
But before Sean starts, can I ask him a question?
Oh, absolutely. Go for it.
So not only is this your favorite wrestling figure line.
Yes.
Is this your favorite toy line of all time?
I would have to say no.
Okay.
It's extremely high up there, but... my favorite toy line of all time is probably G.I. Joe, which was a Hasbro line, too.
That's hard to argue against.
Yeah.
That's hard to argue against. I was a big G.I. Joe
yes.
fan, too.
Yes. But the love you guys have for the LJNs is the love I have for the Hasbros.
Got it.
These were my LJNs. And I'm a huge fan of the kind of cartoony look.
Yes.
And that's what these were. I was doing a lot of thinking about why I liked these so much. I think it came down to the fact that Series 1 was so great, and as opposed to Jax and Mattel and the other lines where the first series was okay, and then they had to climb from there, the Hasbro line was so good from the very beginning. Some of my favorites are in Series 1.
Yep, that first line is so iconic.
Yes.
Just every figure is just... you remember the first line of Hasbros. The other ones get a little foggy after that.
Yeah.
But... what's the first series of Jax? What's the first series of Mattel? What's the first series of LJN? I don't even think I could name them. I could probably do Jax, but Hasbro Series 1, you remember every figure, and it's that iconic, so I get it. I know exactly what you're saying.
I do have a couple of things I did want to point out. The Undertaker in this series, it was
very red.
and he was for a while. He didn't have his hair dyed black.
Yep.
He also had the eyeshadow and the beard, which seemed a little bit out of place in the scheme of things, but he did that for a while. The other thing is the ring. That's the other thing that really jumps out for me.
We haven't even touched on the ring.
Yeah, you guys haven't touched on that.
And I know you wanted to bring this one
up.
We
usually clean up with that, but let's talk about it.
So
that was a great ring.
The ring was amazing. I have one gripe about the ring. There was no support in the middle, and so it would always crack because you'd have the guys jump and land
exactly
and wrestle in the middle.
That was the soft spot. Yep.
It had the ringside table that was attached that had the placeholder for the belt.
Yes. That was my favorite feature.
I loved
it. The American flag, it was fine.
That was my second favorite feature. My first was the ropes and the turnbuckles in this ring.
Well, the ropes were actually really good on this.
Yeah. I loved it. Very elastic. That was my favorite part, was the turnbuckles and the ropes for the ring.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely amazing because they felt kind of like bouncy, and the turnbuckles were actually a separate piece that you had to attach.
Yes.
It never seemed like they lost their elasticity.
Elasticity. Try it again. One more time.
Algorithm.
Elasticity.
Good gravy.
Oh, God.
That was like a 6. I give you a 6 for that one thing.
Yeah, the ring was awesome. The best feature on the ring was that belt holder.
I loved that, too.
I think
that was my
The
favorite.
American flag thing that, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, get it.
But that little belt holder was the best thing about that.
And that was the only way you could get the heavyweight title.
Yeah.
You had to buy the ring.
Yep. Million Dollar Man came with the Million Dollar title.
Right.
But the only way to get the heavyweight was you had to buy the ring.
And so if you got the yellow King of the Ring ring, you could also get a second belt, which obviously became your Intercontinental title.
Yep.
And then I would use the tag team titles from the Galoobs.
Yeah.
Or I would use the gold belts from the Galoobs, and that would be my tag team titles.
Nice.
You made it work. Oh, I also wanted to point out the Undertaker from the series.
Uh-huh.
Before they had the Undertaker in the line, he was in the WWF, obviously.
Right.
But we had no Undertaker figure, so I used the Barry Windham from the Galoob line to substitute as the Undertaker, because I'd never really used the Galoobs all that much. So Barry Windham from the Galoob line just became my fill-in Undertaker until they made the Undertaker.
Now, Sean, what was your favorite figure from all the series? Like, if you had to go back and go, oh, I love this figure, what would it be?
I made a couple of notes listening to the episodes you guys did before about the Hasbros, and I have to agree with Scott. Part of what made this line so great was the extra pieces, you know, the accessories. Demolition's masks, those were some of the things I remember playing with the most.
Mm-hmm.
And the face paint was obviously spot on. I was a huge fan of Coco Beware, as I said. Jake the Snake Roberts as well. My favorite overall, I really love these Nasties, and I never had them, but the paint job was so good. I remember seeing the shirt.
Yep.
When I would come over to your guys' house, I would see the speckle on the shirt. My favorite was probably Demolition, I'd have to say. I had all three, and they only had two masks, which was the crappy part, but Crush was my least favorite, so he would always be pushed off to the side.
He was everybody's least favorite.
Yeah. Now, was there a figure that you did not like, or that you were like, okay, whatever?
It's funny you say that, because the Steamboat in this series was one of my least favorite. If it's the one I remember, is this the jumping one?
It was the springy, and he was in that dragon.
Yeah, the Komodo dragon. This was one of my least favorite. I agree with you guys. The spring action piece where they would jump was my least favorite.
Agreed. That was my least favorite, too.
I agree with you.
There is one figure that I wish I had, and I never found it, and that was Atom Bomb. I always wish I had found Atom Bomb.
Not a lot of people found Atom Bomb.
No.
And he was a tough spot.
I never found him, but I always loved that gimmick, even as absurd as it is. That gimmick I thought was phenomenal.
Even with the Nerf football?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that made it better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, he was throwing out Nerfs.
Kids, I'm literally nuclear waste, but I'm going to throw you a little Nerf football, and you're going to like me. It made him more kid-friendly.
Would it have been better if he pretended it was like a grenade and like pretended to pull out the pin of his teeth and throw it in, see the kids scatter?
No, that would not be okay, although I'm sure he had that idea.
I hate you.
People at Madison Square Garden are like, oh no.
Crap, it's the Nerf.
I remember when we were kids, because I've known you since fourth grade, I would go over and I'd be like, do you want me to bring any figures over? And you're like, no, dude, I've already got them. You know, I've already got the Hasbros that you have over there too. It wasn't until we got older that Scott and I, our collection started to grow even more, because we were calling Fresno. We were going to Castro Village Toy Shop every day.
And that's what it took. After about, and we'll obviously address this as we get further down the series here, we had to go outside of your normal KB Toys and Toys R Us, because I don't know about the East Coast, but on the West Coast, that stock really thinned.
Yeah.
You could not find the Red Card series at Toys R Us here. It just, it didn't happen. You couldn't find it. So, again, calling Hasbro. How do I find? I don't want to spoil too much. We'll get to that down the line. But it got harder to find these. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people's collections ended around Series 4, Series 5 because they just dried up in the major retailers.
Exactly.
They did seem a lot harder to find.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Yep. Sean, is there anything you'd like to add about the Hasbros? Anything that Scott and I went over first two or three series?
Well, actually, there's a note. There's a gentleman on Twitter that does some amazing custom Hasbros. That's basically everything he does. I follow him, and I love seeing what he's done. Mm-hmm. He'll do indie wrestlers. He'll make you a Hasbro. I mean, he basically does whatever you want. He did a Batman. Did you ever see the Batman that he did?
I didn't see the Batman.
I think it's a Batman. I know he did a superhero one, and he did the card, and on the back, it has the Justice League. And so I actually tweeted at him, please do an Aquaman. I want to see this Aquaman. And he actually liked my tweet to him.
Probably because you were the only person to ever request an Aquaman.
Calm down.
Just saying.
See, this is what we were talking about with Sean at the beginning of the episode last week. He and his Shinsuke Nakamura thing. But, like, Sean will always go for obscurity. His favorite superhero is Aquaman. Nobody likes Aquaman.
And his least favorite wrestler is Nakamura.
That is not true. He's not my least favorite wrestler. And it's not that I dislike him at all. I just have a problem with guys that use strikes as the majority of their maneuvers. I watch wrestling for wrestling moves. Strikes can be involved. I didn't see a lot of wrestling when I watched the Nakamura-Zayn match at your house, believe it or not, Scott. You were there.
I was there.
I do have to say this, that I'm torn with Nakamura because I love ring psychologists, and he lives his character. Like you were saying with Sasha
with
Banks.
With Sasha, yep.
His character is him.
100%.
Yes. But I wish there were, you know, I didn't see him do a suplex. I kind of like a suplex.
Sami Zayn might have done a suplex in that match.
That
suffice.
Well.
That's true.
Yeah, he can take a suplex, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah. My favorite part of that match was the back and forth at the beginning, where Nakamura knocks him down and kind of does the, like, come here, and then Zayn does it back.
Yes.
That just built that match perfect.
Yes, exactly.
And I do have to say this huge compliment to Nakamura. Even though he was meant to go over, obviously, in that match because Zayn was moving up, he did a great job of making Zayn look strong.
Yes, he
did. And Zayn
mm-hmm.
did the exact same thing for Nakamura.
Yep.
Yep.
Match of the night, right?
Oh, hands down.
On that one? Yeah.
I mean,
the tag match in the beginning was really good.
The tag match was awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Twitter handle is WrestleFigures.
Yes.
For the Hasbro custom. Yes.
Scott, we should do a custom Hasbros for us.
They would be horrible.
What?
What you mean? We do our own?
No.
Oh, you're saying get those guys to
make
do Hasbros.
For you guys.
Yeah. Oh. I thought you meant we start
since
customizing figures.
Since nobody's doing custom LJNs.
Well, actually, there's something about the Hasbros before we leave that I wanted to say. When they were doing those classics and they threw in one LJN style, do you remember the classic series? And
we talked about those, yeah.
Yeah, so I desperately wanted them to do a Hasbro one as well. So have like one Hasbro chase figure per line.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept wishing and like waiting for you guys to be like, hey, they're going back and they're doing a Hasbro one. But that didn't happen. I was waiting for that to happen. I wanted that to happen so bad. And the more it went along, you know, they're not going to do it because of Hasbro, but yeah,
it would be hard to pull off from the scale of it too.
It's a completely different scale, but
it would make it tricky. I don't know if it would play well, but if I would be okay with them scaling it down just for a couple of figures, mm-hmm. would be awesome to have a throw, because there has been zero throwback to the Hasbros.
Right,
it seems to be a lot of people's favorites.
Yeah,
but there's been zero throwback to it.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of love for the Hasbros.
Absolutely.
Oh, you can find it on Twitter, too, all the love for Hasbros.
Yeah.
So was it cool after the Hasbros stopped being produced, they kind of started making those... it wasn't Hasbro, but they started making the Bendy figures?
No, those weren't cool.
No.
But here was the cool thing about them, is that the Bendy figures were in scale with the Hasbro figures, so if you really wanted to get crazy...
I thought they were a little bigger. I thought they were like 6 inches opposed to like 4 3/4.
No. They were about the size of the Hasbros.
Oh, really? I remember them being
not
larger.
Even like an inch taller either. We're talking like maybe a half an inch taller. So they were still in scale? No, nobody else like
no,
being
I'm
able to
I'm not with
have...
you on that one. Sorry, dude.
I have to agree with Jeff. Those bendies were horrendous.
I'm not saying they were awesome. I'm just saying it was cool that you could add some more figures to your Hasbro collection, kind of, sort of.
I was
in
just
a
happy.
Well, they Hasbro's. Did make a bendy on Mitt Johnson, and I know you had been waiting for that for years.
I was. He yes. didn't come with the nail holes in his hand from
oh, no.
spearing it on the Raw announce table. He actually touched the Raw announce table and managed to put a big hole in his hand.
So I had fun with this segment last week, and I thought it was a good little segment that I threw at Scott. But one thing I want to add to it is we kind of went away from wrestling figures.
Right.
So I will tie wrestling figures back into this. And we kind of talked about it last week. I guess the surprise question this week isn't so much of a surprise because we are probably going to debate this.
You blew it.
So we kind of dropped this last week, but best WrestleMania of all time.
Sean, you go first. I have to sit here and think for a second.
Wait a second. I thought you...
Well, let me ask this. What's the criteria? Is it... Can it be anything, or is it whole entire card?
Whole entire show that...
Or most memorable for me?
One that you could sit down and watch over and over.
Like, you're given a network pass.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, you can use this to watch one WrestleMania. So obviously you're going to watch your favorite one. Which one is it?
It's tough because there's WrestleManias I would watch the entire card, but there are other WrestleManias that have matches that I would much rather watch that one match.
It's a start to finish. Do you want to think on it?
Scott?
Then I'll go. WrestleMania 4 is my favorite WrestleMania of all time. And I know people are always like, oh, it's 17. I can't argue against that. 17 was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
17 was awesome. 4 just holds a really special place in my heart because A, this was the first WrestleMania that we got to watch live.
Yes.
We did not get WrestleMania 3 live. We had no way to get WrestleMania 2 live.
Yes.
The benefactors took us to the Coliseum. We watched it on closed circuit television, and it was awesome.
Yes, that was a thing.
Yeah,
before pay-per-view existed, there was closed-circuit television.
Closed-circuit television, yeah. I'm sure a lot of our listeners remember closed-circuit TV. So that's why it holds a special place for me, is because it was the first one that I got to see live. There was so much excitement with the people that were watching it. It was like watching it with like 5,000-6,000 of your closest friends.
Yes.
Everybody was fully invested in it. Macho Man won the title that night. Strike Force lost the titles that night.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
It was Ultimate Warrior's first WrestleMania.
Yes.
The Hart Foundation turned good that night.
Yes.
The question that I posed to Sean was, you're given a network pass. They allow you to watch one WrestleMania for free. Or just watch one WrestleMania. You're picking your favorite. For me, it's going to be WrestleMania 4. So, do I have a 1A? I do have a 1A.
Which is?
Maybe I'm voting emotionally here. WrestleMania 31.
31 was excellent.
So, I love 17. And I know people are like, oh, 17's the best one. I'm not going to argue because you're right. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't at WrestleMania 17. So, I don't have a good tie-in emotionally to go with it. I can remember 31, and we've talked about it. At the end of the show when Seth cashes in, us jumping up and down and hugging each other because Seth Rollins just won the heavyweight title.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Seeing the NWO come out. I hadn't seen that since 1998.
Right.
When we went to that Sacramento show.
Yep.
We saw DX come out.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. Yep. I haven't seen that in forever live. So there were a lot of emotional tie-ins for me for that show. Sting.
Right.
In one of his last matches, I got to see that. So again, start to finish, emotionally for me, 1 is going to be WrestleMania 4. 1A is WrestleMania 31. And I'll stop there.
WrestleMania 4, I went back and watched when I got older. They need to call it Botchamania WrestleMania.
I can't argue that. I can't. I have no argument. The people that rip it, and I know your arguments.
Yes.
We've had this conversation. I know everybody's arguments. I've read them. I get it. But there's just that 1988 Scott that was like 14 years old. The benefactors took him to his first WrestleMania, and I loved it. I'll still go back and start off with that battle royal, and I will be a happy camper from start to finish, even with the botches.
And you know what, there were a lot of memorable moments from WrestleMania 4, and
mm-hmm.
but as I got older and appreciating actual wrestling, you know, it just I'm watching all these botches and I'm like, oh
yeah, it's not pretty.
Yeah,
it's not pretty.
30, I say, is really good.
30 was awesome.
30 was fantastic. 31, every match on that show was good.
Yeah, and I wasn't expecting much from it.
Right.
Going in, I had a few matches I was looking forward to, but I wasn't expecting it to be what it turned out to be.
21 was good.
Yep.
19 was good.
Yeah. Now, which one was 21? Is that the one we went to?
Yeah, LA, Los Angeles. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I know what mine is now.
Where Jeff met that former WCW heavyweight champion?
Yeah. Getting me nachos and a water, I think.
Yeah, I was ready to buy him his food. What's that guy's name? Former WCW. Oh, David Arquette.
Yeah. That guy, Mr. Courtney Cox. Yeah.
He was talking to Courtney on the phone.
You're like, dude, let me talk to her.
8 wasn't bad. I liked 8.
Yeah, 8 was good. You had the Ultimate Warrior surprise in it. That's how I remember WrestleMania 8. You had LOD returning to the Federation, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But if you had to pick one, we're gonna let Sean stew for a little bit because he's still got the WrestleMania wheels turning.
I got mine.
Oh, then Sean needs to go and then Jeff will.
Yeah. Having seen the fewest amount of WrestleManias in this room, I would guess, the one that jumps out to me that I'd like to see right now, and this is obviously an answer in the moment, is WrestleMania 20. That's the one that I would go back and watch.
20 wasn't bad.
I'd like to see all the emotion that was attached. I thought 20 was the change of when entrances became a spectacle in WrestleMania again. I remember that's the one where Kane came out and everything was on fire, mm-hmm, I believe, mm-hmm, for the ladder match.
Yeah.
And that was the one, I believe, that had the triple threat match at the end where the title changed for
Benoit.
The person we can't name anymore.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
For Chris.
Yeah. Him. So that's the one right now in this moment I'd like to see again. Right.
Okay. Mine, see, because it's so fresh in my memory, it would be 31 or 30. Because it's 31 was so good, like you said.
Yep.
The Seth Rollins and Randy Orton match was amazing.
Yeah.
The ladder match to kick it off was awesome.
That was a great kickstart, yeah.
From top to bottom.
Even the dark matches were good.
Even the women's match was good.
Yeah.
They didn't give them much time, but I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
So 31 from top to bottom was good. 30 was awesome. Now here's how I'm going to tie wrestling figures back into it. Scott, you said yours was 4. Sean, you said 20. I said 31. Scott, out of everyone that wrestled on WrestleMania 4, who would you like to see a figure of?
Jeez. God, a lot of those guys were made. I mean, between LJN and Hasbro.
Yeah.
Who haven't they made? Seriously, I think everybody in that Battle Royal had a figure.
Well, if I can jump in for yours.
Yeah.
I would like, if I'm not mistaken, was it Elizabeth came down in a different outfit each time?
Yeah, each time she came out in a different outfit.
Why not a 3-pack of Elizabeth wearing a different outfit?
Yeah, they could use another Elizabeth figure. They only made the one and it was impossible to find.
Yep.
Going through the list in my head, they've made pretty much everybody.
Is this tying into our wish list?
Well, it kind of is a little bit, but I can't think of anybody. I mean, okay, Macho Man in the Robe, which we've discussed. We've discussed the 2-packs of like the classic matches.
Yes.
Macho Man in the Robe.
Yeah.
I've got to do that. I mean, because literally, if you look at the card for WrestleMania 4, who didn't they make? Even Butch Reed had a figure from Galoob. Like,
Dino Bravo?
Didn't Jax put out a classic of Dino Bravo?
Did they?
I think they did.
I think Jax made it. I could be mistaken because all those classics they made.
It was early.
They made so many series of those classics. So
I thought they made a Dino. I might be wrong. I could be mistaken. But there aren't many guys. And I don't really care to have a Dino Bravo figure, to be honest with you. So
I'm just throwing a name out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of guys that they haven't made that were big at the time. And they made everybody.
Yeah.
Between LJN and Hasbro, somebody was getting made.
Yeah. Sean, WrestleMania 20.
The moment that sticks out most to me, and you'll never ever see this, but is when Eddie and Chris Benoit were hugging at the end of that show.
Chris.
Yeah. So to have a 2-pack of them with the belts, that would be what I would pick from that show.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, you're never going to
see that. Which ties into my wish list is something else I'm never going to see. But, hey, you know.
It'll be a two-pack of Eddie Guerrero and an empty package next to him. Like, it'll just be a shell next to him.
Or a completely clear figure. It's Space Ghost.
They can't even sculpt that, dude. It would be just like the belt tightened up and put into the plastic shell next to an Eddie Guerrero figure.
Which we've all seen.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, we've all seen a figure missing
yeah.
out of a card. So.
Yep.
And for mine, for WrestleMania 31 or 30, they've done basically everyone. The only ones that I can think of was the kickoff show. A dark match for the kickoff show
mm-hmm.
was the Usos.
Yep.
It, for WrestleMania 30, I should say. What they came out in was awesome. They had, I don't know, their outfit was, I remember their outfits being really good. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool to see a figure of those. You know, I mean, we've gotten so many Usos figures.
Yeah.
But it would be cool. It would be cool to see those as a two pack or battle pack or whatever.
I think even a WrestleMania sticker pack or the WrestleMania packs with the stickers, yeah. the WrestleMania stickers. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
They haven't done a tag team. They always do the guys that faced each other.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I could say Seth Rollins, but they the TRU exclusive. So, yep. you know, cashing in, getting the heavyweight belt, stuff yep. like that. So, actually, I think the Usos from WrestleMania 30 in the dark match would be awesome.
Yeah. No, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So I think it's time we hit our wish lists.
Let's wish.
So this is the wish list for anyone that may have never heard the show before. This is the wish list. These are figures that we wish to see. Figures we hope to see. Maybe one day down the road. And one
rule, not for mine.
And one rule for Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast is that our guest of the week, or guest, whenever we do have a guest, always gets a wish. So, Sean, this will be actually your second wish.
Yes, I actually put some thought into this one.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
I think I put thought into the last one.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Okay.
What is your wish?
So I need to go. There's a little bit of explanation, but it's getting to a main point, which I think you guys will enjoy. So it'd have to be a new line, and I'm going to call it the gimmick line. So bear with me here. So what it would be is it would be multi-packs of characters that have had gimmicks in the past. So an example would be a three-pack of Fake Diesel, Isaac Yankem, and Kane. Mm. Hold on. Wait.
Hold on. Did you just trump my cheeseburger?
So some of the other ones in the line would be the Tasmaniac and Taz. That would be a two-pack. Johnny Flamingo and Raven. Crickets, okay. Oz, Diesel, and Nash. Papa Shango, Kama Mustafa, and Godfather. Okay, so here's the one I'm getting to. Here is my wish. A two-pack of El Generico and Sami Zayn.
Ooh, how would you ever be able to
As
do
I it? Said, we're never going to get it.
So, is there any way you could probably make it a little bit more realistic?
Oh, you didn't tell me that part. Well, some of those you could do, because they've made a Papa Shango figure, they've made a Kama Mustafa, I think, and they've made a Godfather. Like, I would love to see a Generico and Zane two-pack.
I think there's a lot of people that would.
Exactly.
I Figures Toy Company would have to do Generico, and they don't even have a licensing right for
Right,
it.
Yes.
And Mattel owns Zane, so there's a conflict of interest.
So if I had to pick another one, I guess, a WrestleMania box set of all of the Rey Mysterio special one-shot outfits.
Yes, that's a good one.
So he did a lot of superhero ones. Yes. He did a lot of special ones.
Scott, would you like to go next?
You know, I'm actually glad I let Sean go first. I am really glad I let Sean go first. And yes,
Why?
You beat his cheeseburger pick. You did. Congratulations, you have the worst wish ever.
I'm going to stick by my cheeseburger pick. I actually like, and even the editor liked cheeseburger in episode 12.
So I was actually going to say, well, I had two this week. I wasn't going to say them both. I was going to use one this week and save one till next week. El Generico was one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last time we're going to have a guest on the show because he took my wish list. That segment is officially banned forever. I'm just kidding. I love you, Sean. So it's not El Generico. My wish for this week, and they've only made, it's a tag team, they've only made them once, and it was many, many moons ago.
Can I take a guess?
Of course you can.
Motor City Machine Guns.
Incorrect.
Mm.
many more moons than that ago. They've only made him once.
Nikita and Ivan Koloff?
You're getting warmer.
Oh, really?
You're getting warmer. That era, you're getting warmer.
High energy?
Stop it. You're fired. You're fired. You're off the payroll. No more wishes for you.
Minnesota Wrecking Crew?
No, dude. Good gravy.
High voltage?
Didn't I fire you? Why are you back? Nobody took your key card. Kick him out. Okay. So I'm going to stop the guessing now. Okay.
Okay.
They've made him once.
Made him once.
And it was a long time ago.
We've mentioned Midnight Express before.
We have. We've also mentioned the Midnight Rockers.
We have.
And that's my wish for this week.
Ooh. The Midnight Rockers.
Yes. The Midnight Rockers. Because we've had the Rockers.
Yes.
In Hasbro, Jax, and Mattel.
Mm-hmm.
We have not had the Midnight Rockers. And I'm talking...
AWA.
AWA from the Remco line.
The 80s glasses where it's red.
Which the Remco had.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, they were still Remcos.
Yeah.
They didn't have all of the modern technology, face scans, body types, all that kind of stuff that we have now. That is my hope, that one day they'll actually make the AWA Midnight Rockers with the full-on boots, boot warmers, leg warmers, arm tassels, more crap on their arms than Ryback wears, the glasses, the whole bit, dude. I want a full-on Midnight Rockers 2-pack.
Ooh.
That's my wish list.
And you know that would sell, too.
Not only would it sell, but they can do it. They have the rights to make Marty Jannetty figures. They have the rights to make the Shawn Michaels figure, however many they want. How many more Shawn Michaels figures do we need before they finally make a Midnight Rockers one? I mean, really, how many more directions can they take HBK?
Right.
They've made almost... And there's another one coming down the line. We don't even know what the outfit's going to be.
Right.
I want a Midnight Rockers 2-pack.
I like it.
That's not too much to ask, right?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
And I'm just picturing him in my head. I'm thinking of the zebra white shirt that they used to come out with.
The Buddy Rose Doug Summers feud. Oh. That Midnight Rockers.
And that's when feuds used to be good. Remember?
That was a blood feud. And that was the feud that went like a year.
Yeah.
Before they finally beat them.
Yeah.
The best part about that feud, just to kind of get off the wrestling figures a little bit, they struggled for a year to win those belts. They finally did it. Everybody was a bloody mess.
Yep.
The rematch was in a cage, correct me if I'm wrong, in the Cow Palace. The blow-off match to that feud. I want to say it was in the Cow Palace, I might be wrong, but the blow-off was a cage match. And the Midnight Rockers literally beat the crap out of Buddy Rose and Doug. So, like, it wasn't even close.
It was at the Cow Palace?
I want to say it was the Cow Palace. Again, I could be wrong, but I know it was a cage match. But I thought, and it's actually on one of Shawn Michaels' DVDs, that cage match.
Was it in Minnesota or was it at the Cow Palace?
I want to say it was at the Cow Palace. Again, I could be wrong. I could be thinking of a different match.
Right.
But it was definitely a cage match with those four guys, and the Midnight Rockers literally beat the crap out of them. And that was the blow-off match, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Again, everybody was a bloody mess, but the Midnight Rockers just stomped them. That was such a great feud and a killer blow-off match. I really want some Midnight Rockers figures is what I'm saying. Come on, Mattel.
Yeah. Jump on that board.
Jump on it.
So my pick for this week, or my wish for this week, is I'm going to go south of the border, and it's for a tag team. They had a pretty good run in WWF. It's Los Conquistadors.
God. Tell me you're kidding, dude.
Did he just retake?
After? Yes.
Okay.
He wins again. He wins again. Really? Oh, dude. Okay, Sean, I'm rehiring you, and the host is fired. Unbelievable.
I'm actually joking because I had to...
Thank God you're joking, but you still have the worst
pick.
But
they were so good that even Edge and Christian and the Hardys had to mimic them.
Why? Because they were a joke. They were a comedy tag team.
Can I try one more and see if I can top that one?
It's not about one-upping each other here on the Fully Posable Wrestling
Podcast. I know,
podcast.
But I have a really good idea. Can I please just share it? Because I'm probably never going to be invited back. can I just...
Yes?
A limited edition mail-away Hasbro gobbledygooker that comes with an egg that cracks open.
dude, I actually love that idea. I actually love that idea. I would buy that in a second, dude. You hit like two of my loves there.
Stop digging. You hit gold.
That's gold, dude. That's gold. That's Texas gold.
You hit two of my loves. Gobbledygooker and Thanksgiving.
I like Hasbros and mail-aways.
No, Hasbros and killer accessories.
The breakaway egg.
I was like, okay, gobbledygooker's good, but then you said a breakaway egg? Dude. Dude, I'm not even kidding. I love that idea so much. Seriously, I love that idea.
Well, that backfired.
Yeah, no, Jeff still sucks for his pick, dude. That's awesome.
And you go and totally redeem yourself.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome. That wins. In fact, I'm so tempted to say we should take benefactor money and have custom Hasbro guy make that for us.
Ooh.
Sean, okay, all right. I was coming okay.
Sean,
at the same time.
I will tweet him.
Sean, take your phone outside
okay,
right now.
I will tweet him and I will let him know that he's being mentioned on the podcast.
Yes.
And then I will ask him if it's possible to do a custom gobbledygooker with a breakaway egg.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that is...
Yes.
That is genius.
Yes, that would be amazing. And if he could even do it on a Survivor Series card... That would be awesome. So your Conquistador's pick was not real.
It was actually a joke that actually led into something great.
I was literally like 5 seconds away from jumping across the desk and punching you. Not hard. You're still my brother at the end of the day.
Well, you got to stretch first so you don't pull a hammy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't forget to stretch out those creamy hamstrings. So actually my pick for this week, Sean says this and now I can't top it.
You can't. It's impossible.
This always happens, dude. I cannot top whoever goes in front of me. I know.
And we even let him go first.
I know. It shouldn't be that hard. It really shouldn't.
Well, no, because...
No, it is. That's... Yeah, good luck, dude.
The joy and excitement. I wish the listeners could hear or see the excitement on Scott's face when you said... The gobbledygooker with breakaway egg.
That's... Yeah, and the whole limited edition mail away Hasbro, dude, he got all of my senses
Scott
going right
was
there.
Ready to go full on party boy from Jackass on this desk right here.
I'm not even wearing pants anymore, dude. I did go full party boy. Those things broke off and boom, in the corner. I'm
okay.
So happy right now.
Well, listeners can hear the disappointment in my voice as I'm about to say for a gentleman that passed away a couple months ago.
Oh, way to bring it down.
Yep. I would like to see a Hayabusa figure.
Ooh.
Yes, going overseas. Keeping with the overseas theme that you did last week.
Yeah.
I would love a Hayabusa figure. The reason I say Hayabusa is I can see Figures Toy Company capturing the mask.
Yes.
And capturing his leather pants.
I would say that he wore pants, right? They were a little baggy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
the way they've done such a good job with the outfit so far, yeah.
Uh-huh. I would love a Hayabusa figure.
I would say either Figures Toy Company or the gentleman that did all those customs that you saw at WrestleCon.
Oh, I bet he'd kill it.
Yeah, he would do an amazing one.
_ Daniel Gonzalez. Man, those customs. Because his Pentagon Juniors were spot on.
Yeah, just from the pictures that you took, they looked amazing. So I'm sure he would kill that.
There was a picture I actually tweeted out of Pentagon Jr. holding one of the figures. I retweeted it.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, man, his customs are just great.
Yeah. Does a great job.
So, anyways, that's my wish for this week. Sean?
Yes, sir?
Throwing a Hail Mary and saying, gobbledygooker, and the excitement on Scott's voice just trumped anything I could have ever said, dude.
Sometimes when you try to be the worst... You end up being the best. Nice job, dude.
And if that's one...
Thanks, I guess.
And if that's one thing we can leave the listeners, always strive to be the worst.
That's like the NBC one to grow on, where like the little rainbow and the stars shoot out at the end.
Oh, man. You know Chris over at Figures Toy Company, after he hears this podcast, and he'll be like, I can't listen to this anymore.
These guys, seriously, gobbledygooker? That's what got them? They're done. I'm firing them.
No more emails.
Yeah. No more news.
Yeah. Suddenly radio silence from FTC.
They get to break squat from now on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, Scott, with all that said, anything else?
Happy toy hunting.
Happy toy hunting. Adios.